Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Hey, it's Tuesday. We weren't here yesterday. It was Memorial Day here in the U.S. But we are back today with a Canadian. Lance Storm is joining us here on the show. And we got a lot to talk about, including NXT tonight, which is the fallout from Battleground this weekend. We can talk about some of the shows from this weekend. There was Double or Nothing. There was Battleground. There was Saturday night's main event, SmackDown, Raw last night. NXT tonight, it never ends. And there's more crazy weeks, doubled up shows, head-to-head battles. There's more that you know about, and there's more that you don't know about. So we'll talk about that here today on the show. And of course, as noted, Raw last night. It was a follow-up to Saturday night's main event. And we got Money in the Bank coming up in 2 weeks. So we're going to talk about that. And of course, there's always bad news. The death of Rick Derringer. Very sad. He was the man behind a lot of those classic WWF songs from the 80s. We'll talk about Billy Jack Haynes facing a lawsuit related to the shooting death of his wife. We have got Freedom Ramsey out of the WWE ID program and a bunch of other news as well. New shows, the whole shebang. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm at 4WOnline at gmail.com, at 4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. That's right, $5 cameos. No, I'm sorry, $10. Not going that crazy. $10 cameos, everybody. They're still a great deal. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive also, he's not here actually. It's Lance Storm. Old habits die hard. Lance, what's going on?
Not much, just enjoying some beautiful sunny weather here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Lovely. It's lovely today as well. It's a nice day today. And best of luck to Jim Ross, who is he's undergoing surgery for colon cancer at some point today. I don't know when. A lot of times they schedule these early in the morning. Perhaps it's already been done. But best wishes to good old JR, who's hoping that all goes well and he'll be back for All In, which is honestly not that far away. So best wishes to him on his surgery today.
Absolutely. Best to Jim Ross.
We got sad news here. Rick Derringer, the man behind Real American. Whatever you think about Hulk Hogan, that song was a classic.
And Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo off the wrestling album.
Yeah, Real American. Grab Them Cakes.
That's a classic.
Junkyard Dog, yeah. Don't Go Messing with a Country Boy. He and I guess it was, what's his name? David Wolf, also responsible for Demolition's theme, which is one of the greatest wrestling themes of all time. Hey, Dom, load up Demolition's theme. We're going to do nothing but Rick Derringer themes for the bumper music. So we'll start with, I want Demolition's theme song. I want Honky Tonk Man's theme, which I've heard many times in my life, live. I want to hear Jive Soul Bro, which is also an incredible song. And, for those for sure. Also, of course, we've got to do Real American. And Grab Them Cakes. And Don't Go Messing with a Country Boy. I'm going to send a list of these here to Dom, because I want to make sure that we get some of these on the show here today. But yeah, that's one of the things. Hey, listen, I'm old, okay? I'm 2 weeks away from 50, all right? But don't matter how old I am, I can tell you, a lot of these themes today suck, all right? there's some good ones here and there, and I know like people like to sing Seth's song and everything, but like if we're being honest, okay, forget the sing along part. Seth's music absolutely completely sucks, all right? Let's listen to Seth's music, and then let's listen to the Demolition theme, okay? Let's listen to I mean, there's a million I could list that are just absolutely terrible today. But compare those to the songs in the 80s. The songs in the 80s were matched to the wrestler, okay? You hit that music, you knew who was coming out. It wasn't just some, like, take Rhea Ripley's theme, give it to Finn Balor. Take Finn Balor's theme, give it to Carlito. Take Carlito's theme, does he even have a theme? Any of these, they're all interchangeable. But Hulk Hogan couldn't come out to Ain't No AK, not messing with a country boy, it wouldn't work. You know what I'm saying? Honky Tonk Man can't come out to Demolition's theme.
Lex Luger cannot come out to Jive Soul Bro.
No! These songs today suck!
I want to see Lex Luger back in the day dancing to Jive Soul Bro.
God, terrible songs today. Terrible. The only good song is Hangman Page. Well, Will Ospreay's is good as well, but I mean, probably, who even made that? Like, he's had that since New Japan. Watch it come out that that's a public domain song. Even more astonishing. But anyway, that's the sad news there. Then we got Billy Jack Haynes. And this is sad for like a million reasons. So he's accused of shooting his wife to death, Jeanette B. Craft, February of 2024. Faces charges of second-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon, which I don't want to make fun of this, but like, obviously shooting somebody is unlawful use of a weapon. We have to add that to the charges here. And it was ruled he was mentally unfit to stand trial. And the estate, her estate, has filed an elder abuse lawsuit accusing him of 5 years of repeated mental, physical, financial abuse. 85 years old when she died, suffering from dementia. The lawsuit is seeking $750,000 in damages. And, I mean, there's a lot of things here. First off, it's, you know, the whole shooting of the wife is terrible. And, you know, the lawsuit here, I'm pretty sure this is a civil suit. It just says a lawsuit here, but I'm presuming it's a what do they call it? Civil suit. And the problem is, you know, it's very, very likely that the family is going to win this civil suit. But the issue is, and this happens all the time with these civil suits, you're not going to see any money. I mean, I don't think Billy Jack has got anything. And, like, you win the suit, and I guess it's just for your own edification that that he lost, but it's like there's I don't know. Whole thing sucks. It's a sad story. And that's the latest. Billy Jack, 71 years old, in prison, and the subject of a recent Dark Side of the Ring, where they actually interviewed him in prison, which was something else. But that's the story. Any memories of Billy Jack?
Just that I was there live for the Billy Jack. I'm thinking the wrong one. No, I'm not sure I've ever saw him live. I was thinking of Mania 4, but Mania 4 was Hercules and Warrior. Mania 3 was Billy Jack and Hercules. So not a lot of memories other than his brief run in WWF.
I'm pretty sure I worked shows that Billy Jack was at. I when I grew up, I know I'm in Seattle and everything, but I never watched Portland wrestling. I don't know if it was on any affiliates around here. I watched, you know, WWF and then, you know, WCW and everything. And so like I'd heard names, but it was like I heard names like I'd heard anybody else. Like you could have told me somebody from Memphis. It meant the same to me as somebody from Portland. And so, you know, when I started wrestling, Buddy and I would go down, Buddy Wayne, to these shows in Oregon. And there were always like these old Portland wrestlers there, but like the names meant virtually nothing to me. So Billy Jack's here tonight. I'd be like, okay, that's cool. Like Billy Jack Haynes. I don't even remember watching Billy Jack much at all when he was in WWF. Like even that was a little bit before my time.
Well, you weren't watching it. Yeah. Cause yeah. He was done by Mania 4, I think.
Yeah. So like there were all sorts of old Portland legends. I mean, the ones that I ended up, you know, I knew Playboy Buddy Rose and the Colonel, both of which because I knew Playboy and the Colonel. Like, I became friends with them later. And then, you know, there was an infamous show where Roddy Piper was there. And I certainly cannot say that I was friends with Roddy Piper. He was not a fan of Dave, actually. But I was the conduit between himself and Dave. And so he didn't like that. But, you know, Moondog, good friends with Moondog, who is, you know, Nick Wayne's uncle. So, yeah, but, you know, don't remember Billy Jack. Don't remember him. Freedom Ramsey, no longer part of the WWE ID program. He posted on social media that WWE was a dream of his, but he was excited for the next chapter. He said, "This did not happen publicly. Some things are just meant to be handled behind closed doors. I wanted to keep it real with the fans that have supported me since day one, whether it was in small gyms or in the bright lights." So the WWE ID deals, I mean, you're basically paid a small amount of money. It's not a big deal. But WWE gets the rights to match any offer that you are given, or they can sign you. So, like, the big one, I mean, I don't believe Sean Legacy is still under a WWE ID deal. I cannot for the life of me believe that. He was an ID guy, and they brought him into TV, and he did a great job in that Battle Royal. And then, like, he started working NXT television, and now he's won a match and earned a shot at the North American title. So, like, Tony Khan could just, like, if he wanted to screw with Vince, call tomorrow and go, "Hey, I'll give that guy $2 million." And WWE ain't matching $2 million, and they'd lose him. So, if they haven't signed that guy, they better sue. Hey, what's this? Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
My hair slicked back, I'm coming to your town. In my pink Cadillac, I'm just a honky-tonk man.
He's just a honky-tonk man. Golly. How many times I heard that song back in the day. Old honky.
I'm still dumbfounded that Vince thought he was going to be a huge baby face.
Dude, Vince made a lot of mistakes, brother.
No kidding.
Golly. He thought like Becky Lynch could like win match after match after match after match, but like never get a title shot, and like somehow people were gonna boo her. I mean, I could go on and on. I could go on and on about that weird guy. All right, what else do we got? So Great American Bash is happening. And it is happening on the same day as All In Texas. So it's another one of those crazy weekends for WWE. They're going to be doing Saturday night's main event on July 12th. There's going to be Evolution on July 13th. And there's going to be the Great American Bash also on the 12th. So there's going to be a Great American Bash in the afternoon. And then there's going to be a break. And then that same day, it's Saturday night's main event. And they're doing combo tickets for Saturday night's main event and Evolution, which is the next day. And there are going to be many, many weeks like this. We just had one, actually. This past weekend, they were at the Yuengling Center for three straight days, almost four. They had Saturday night's main event on Saturday. They had the NXT PLE on Sunday. They had Raw on Monday. And they were going to do NXT on Tuesday. But about a week ago, they got cold feet. They weren't selling a bunch of tickets. And they decided, So they canceled it. And then Sunday, this crowd was so freaking hot for that NXT show on Sunday that, like, during the show, I just heard might have been a mistake. But what's done is done. And so NXT will not be in the same building tonight. But you could see by the time Raw rolled around, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that bought tickets for all 3 days. Some people bought tickets for 2 days. And you could see that they'd seen a lot of wrestling. And a lot of people there were tired. And it probably was for the best that they didn't try to run NXT there. Because it would have been a small crowd and they would have been completely exhausted. But I was told that at this point, and don't ask me for more details because I don't have them. But at this point, there are at least, I was told, two other instances coming up this year where they plan on doing head-to-head with AEW battles and these big, long weekends. So, golly, I barely...
Sucks to be you, Brian.
I swear to God, I barely survived this weekend. You know what's funny, too, is that AEW pay-per-view. Like, it was a really great pay-per-view, okay? I thought Double or Nothing was great, but it was too long. And there were too many matches, which happens every single time, okay? So this thing is going so long. I still got to watch the NXT show because I got to do the show with Dave. And it was like, this thing ain't ending by, midnight Eastern. I will give it until 12:15 Eastern. If it is not done by 12:15 Eastern, I am not doing the Brian and Vinny show today, okay? I'm just not going to do it because, you know, I got to put the kids to bed. You know, they're supposed to be in, they usually go to bed at like 9:30 Pacific. So if I'm starting this show, like they're not going to go to bed till like 10:30 Pacific. So it's just like, I'm not doing it. Okay. That's the cutoff is 15 after. Then I can do a 45 minute show, put the kids to bed at 10. Well, just keeps going and going and going. And at 9:20 Pacific, I told Jared, no Brian and Vinny show. It's not happening tonight. Not doing it. But then at 9:24, 4 minutes later, the show ends. And I was like, ah! So I said, dude, load it up. Let's do it right now. So jumped up there, and I did a 30-minute show. It was about 30 minutes long. And I got it done, posted it, And, you know, I got all the blowback. Oh, I can't believe 30 minutes. It's like there was no way to win. I could have done a 30-minute show and people were going to complain, or I could have not done the show and saved it for today and everybody would have complained. Now, here's the thing with everybody complaining. And no one notices, by the way, of course, all the people complaining. For all of you who complain that it was only a 30-minute review, what I would like you to do is load up Wrestling Observer Radio, which not one person complained about the length of the review. I want you to remove Dave's long aside about Jim Ross that had nothing to do with the AEW pay-per-view. And I want you to tell me how much time Dave and I spent reviewing the AEW pay-per-view. It was the exact same amount of time that we spent on the Brian and Vinny show in the allegedly horribly rushed episode. It was the exact same amount of time. Now, I said the show was too long. Of course, the sickos were all over me on Sunday. It's not too long. I got my money's worth. Blah, 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 blah. Well, yesterday I spent the whole day talking to all sorts of people in AEW. And I will say with one exception, because if I say everybody, then like, you know. But it was actually everybody. Every single person was like, these shows are too long. We all know it. They should end before midnight on the East Coast. Like every single person in that company that I talked to, except Tony, because I didn't talk to him, because of course he doesn't think they're too long. Every single person there is like, they're too long. He just does it. We can't stop it. There's nothing that can be done. You know, I hear from fans. Yeah, we had to leave the show early. We got kids. Like, the shows are too long. Everybody knows it, except Tony and his small handful of the sickos that would watch the show if it were 9 hours long. But you cannot tell me. Listen, I thought Double or Nothing was great. You cannot tell me. I don't care how big a fan you are, okay? You cannot tell me that if you remove that Paragon match and you remove that tag team title match, you cannot tell me the show would not have been better. It would have been better. You cannot tell me you could take any 4.5-hour show on the face of the planet, 5.5 if you count the pre-show. Take any 5.5-hour show on the planet. Remove the two worst matches, and you can't tell me it wouldn't have been better. It would have. So,
especially if you liked those two matches and they just put them on one of the television shows.
Sure, put them on television. We have one match announced for Dynamite. One match. If I can find it here. I can't even find it. We got one match announced for Dynamite. All right? And, you know, it would have been cool if we had like three matches. A tag team title match and a Paragon six-man. You could have had three matches announced for Dynamite already. But you put them on the show. And it was the old thing. You know what's funny? Only one guy did this. The buffer match. Oh, well, we're going to have a big anarchy in the arena. We better have a buffer match before the main event. You know who also runs, like, really long shows and never has a buffer match? AEW. They used to do this all the time. They never had a buffer match. And then you had New Japan. They had these long Tokyo Dome shows. They never had a buffer match before the main event. You don't need a buffer match. You don't need it. But the problem is, they had a buffer match so the crowd could, like, calm down a little before the main event. All it did was make the show 30 minutes longer, and the people were already tired. So you didn't need that buffer match. The poor wrestlers involved went out there and killed themselves in front of a dead crowd. It just made the show longer. They don't need to be that long. And by midnight, it's fine. Buffer match.
I can't even imagine if you lived on the East Coast watching a show till 12:30 a.m. Sunday night, Monday morning.
Hey, at least it was a holiday, but most times it's not a holiday.
Oh, that's right. You guys had a holiday. We didn't. So.
Yeah, but you're asking people. Yeah, everyone else around the world, you know, if we're not being American-centric here, if we talk about everywhere else around the world, like Canada, Mexico, or God knows if you're watching at 4 a.m. in the morning in the U.K. or whatever, I mean, hello, can we have some respect for people that get up in the morning? Why is the show going till 12:30? That's late. Golly. It's just too long. and everybody knows it. Don't tell me that, like, people don't know this, okay? I don't care if you like it. Everybody else doesn't. It's too long. You know that NXT show on Saturday? Man, that crowd was wild. And you know what? That show was 2.5 hours long. They bought their tickets, which were not cheap, by the way. They bought their tickets. They saw a 2.5 hour show. The place went wild from beginning to end. They were going wild in that main event. And you know what? I didn't hear one single solitary human being go, I didn't get my money's worth. It was too short. I have never once ever heard somebody say, that show was too short. I have only heard people say, that show was too long.
Yeah, to me, hit or break the 2.5 hour mark and get out before the 3. That's a really, like, I'm 2:45 is like perfect in my
opinion. 2:45 is perfect. If you want to go 3, fine. If it's a huge show, you want to go 3.5, fine. If it's an epic show, if you must go 4, you must end before midnight. But that's too long. Just too long. WWE spoiled the AAA Mecha title match. I love this story. We're going to talk about this one after the break. It was like kind of a mistake, but I wish it was done on purpose, to be honest with you. But we'll talk about that when we come back and the Raw show. Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Fight for your life.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
The only thing better than a long weekend? A long weekend filled with great deals. And with Kohl's Memorial Day sale, you can get $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Earn $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on must-haves for soaking up the sun, from patio essentials to poolside picks and more. So hurry to Kohl's and kick off your summer with some savings. select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end May 26th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Well, I met this lady and I told her quite a story. Said I love her forevermore. But the trouble is...
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Dear Lord, I love these songs. All right.
Slick dancing to Jive Soul, bro.
Oh, the best. The best. All right, so this AAA thing. So they announced during Raw that Chad Gable will be facing Elijo del Vikingo for the AAA mega title at Worlds Collide, okay? They just had the graphic, and you could see for the mega title. This story is amazing for a million different reasons. So the first problem is that Vikingo is not the champion. Alberto is the champion. And there is a Vikingo versus Alberto match for the title upcoming. So essentially, if you watch Raw, you know who's winning. They have decided we're taking this title off Alberto. We're putting it on Vikingo. And for reasons unknown, and this is what's so amazing about it. It's like, if you don't know anything about AAA, okay, what in God's name difference does it make if the mega title is on the line? It doesn't make any difference if you don't know anything about AAA, okay? Well, if you do know something about AAA, well, you know that he's not the champion. So that's the first stupid thing. They had to advertise the championship aspect. Gotta sell them tickets to people who don't know about the belt. So anyway, this match is coming up with Vikingo and Alberto. And now everybody knows that Alberto's got to show up and drop the title. So, I mean, they just totally screwed Alberto. I mean, I think they're hoping, like, he won't show. I could be totally wrong about that, but, like, I mean, they're getting that belt off that guy quick. And this is amazing. I should be offended because I'm Mexican, but, like, what do you think, we're animals? You think, so in Mexico, they put the graphic up without the mega title on the line. So they thought, like, well, if we don't put the graphic up in Mexico, nobody in Mexico is going to find out we did it on Raw. How long do you think it took people in Mexico to hear about that? 1 second after it aired on Raw? Because, like, they have internet down there. They have computers. They have telephones. Oh, well, if we don't announce it in Mexico, those Mexicans will never find out. Well, the Mexicans found out immediately. So now everybody knows about it. It's like, what do you think this is? 1984? You thought that if you only announce it in America, nobody in Mexico was going to hear about it? What, you think Ernesto Ocampo doesn't watch Raw? So anyway, golly. So that's what happened. They've spoiled the finish of that match, and now we'll see if Alberto shows up and drops the title or if he just disappears into the ether. So there you go. Yeah, Mexico actually has telecommunications. Did you know that? It's true.
All crazy right. World, Brian.
It is a really crazy world. We heard that Jim Ross's surgery was a success. So that's real good news. Hard to say what that means, but that sounds like good news to me. So hopefully they got everything, and he's on the road to recovery and on his way to All In. So best wishes again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Raw show. Did you watch Raw?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you think of this show?
I loved the small stage entrance. I've been an advocate of that for a long time. The ring felt like the biggest stage, not the second biggest stage, so I was a big fan of that. Like usual, a lot of great wrestling with disappointing bad finishes, but that seems to be the current formula.
Well, you know, the thing with WWE is they have a lot of like screwy finishes, but if you watch the show, some of them are like good screwy finishes. Some of them just suck, and we'll get into that as we get going. So the opening segment, I hated this with every ounce of my being. It was Seth, Paul, Braun, and Bronson coming out. And to be fair, I thought Paul Heyman did a good job getting everybody in the crew over. But then he gave this mic to Seth Rollins, and my God, this guy said nothing for 15 minutes. He just stood there and stood there, and it was all about trying to get a reaction for him. But my God, I was like, dude, I've watched too much wrestling this weekend. Like, I watched Saturday night's main event and, you know, 7 hours of AEW or whatever, and the NXT pay-per-view. I can't have this geek coming out and not saying anything for 15 minutes. And he literally had nothing to say, except he's going to qualify for Money in the Bank. That segment sucked. Then we had Chad Penton, Dragon Lee, which only sucked for Chad. Yes. For the rest of us, it was quite a great match. But yes, this poor guy nearly got killed three separate times.
By three different luchadors.
Yeah. You know, Tom and I interviewed Kurt Angle. And
great interview, by the way.
I appreciate that. But, you know, the thing with Kurt is I don't like to use the word idolized. But if you ever watched my matches from the early 2000s, I idolized that guy as a wrestler. I stole all his gimmicks the best I could. And, man, I watched him, and actually Chris Benoit as well, and they're both the same story. These guys on television, okay, they came across as indestructible machines. Like, they could do anything. They could take anything. They never, like, looked like they were hobbled. They never looked like they were hurt. Well, we later find out they both were, like, hanging on by a thread, okay? Just constant pain, painkillers, you know, the whole shebang. And, you know, Kurt's in really rough shape nowadays. So, man, I just watched this match, and my first thought watching it is, golly, this Chad Gable is just freaking indestructible. Like, you can't hurt this guy. But then it really, you know, I realized, like, I don't know what this guy's feeling inside, but that dude can't be feeling good today. He got dropped on his neck. Then he got dropped on his neck again. Then he got kicked in the head and busted open. And they darn near killed this guy. So, not good.
Yeah.
But it was an awesome match.
Yeah, but the toll always catches up eventually.
Yes. Penta won with the Made in Japan. Excellent wrestling. Then we add the Judgment Day. I love these segments. Finn Balor is you know, cat that ate the canary, and he's brought in Roxanne just to screw with Dominic and Liv, and Roxanne brings him nuggets and gives him a massage, and Liv shows up, and she's furious, and she goes to talk, and Finn's just like, yeah, this is great. We had Rusev killing Tozawa. Just a quick match. Sammy met with Jay, and Jay told him he'd be there for him if he needed him in the main event tonight. You think, Jay? Yeah, well, he's needed. New Day, War Raiders, and the Creeds in a three-way. Essentially, the story was that New Day and the Creeds teamed up to take out the War Raiders, and then the New Day turned on the Creeds, and Xavier pinned... Actually, it was Creed pinned Creed, if you really want to know what happened.
Ooh, very yeah, well. Creed Consequences pinned, Creed.
Yeah, Creed pinned Creed. So they won. Everybody worked hard, but, like, this crowd was exhausted by this point already. Then we had Jay coming out for some yeeting. Gunther came out, and they hyped up the match coming up on June 9th, which is a title match, and they've both vowed to choke the other out. See what happens. Liv and Kairi Sane. This was not good. They lost. They got lost multiple times. Couldn't figure out what the heck was going on for half these spots. And then, like, they had an idea for the finish, and they told us it happened, but they were gaslighting us because it actually didn't happen. So Roxanne comes out, and she throws Kairi off the top behind the ref's back. Raquel starts getting angry at her. And Roxanne's like, I'm trying to help. So Raquel starts screaming at her for helping, and Liv is supposed to be distracted. But instead, she just goes for her move, it gets countered, and she gets pinned. So, like, this whole thing was a fail, I mean, from start to finish. And then they're telling us that Liv was distracted and this and that, and I'm like, actually, she wasn't. I watched it. So Liv is screaming backstage at Roxanne and Raquel, but then she turns on Raquel and says, you were the veteran out there. You should have known better. She walks out, and Finn... he has got the biggest grin watching these guys implode. We had a Lyra Becky promo, which was pretty good. You know, Lyra's improved a lot. I think that because she was so bad in NXT that, like, people think she's really good now. She's actually not really good, but she's a lot better. And hopefully she continues to improve. But then Becky came out and they went back and forth and they're having a match in the pay-per-view. And if Lyra wins, Becky never can challenge her again for the title. And if Becky wins, Lyra has to raise her hand in victory. Those are the stips. So I thought Lyra was good. I thought Becky was good. But Becky still does the overacting thing. Like when someone kicks out of her move, she does it. And when someone says something mean on the mic, she does it. I could use with less of that. Seems kind of fake. Karrion Kross told Sammy, you know you're not going to win that title, which made Sammy very upset. And then the main event was Seth, Finn, and Sammy, Money in the Bank, qualifier. And see, this was one Lance where, like, it was a screwy finish, but in the end I liked it. Because the story, there are multiple stories here. Sammy was just told, you know you'll never win that title. And he goes into this match and he's all fired up. Because if he wins, he gets a shot at Money in the Bank, where he could get the briefcase and get the title. So he's on fire during this match, and they're doing all these big moves and counters and everything. And finally, he hits that big kick in the corner, and he goes for the cover, and Braun Breaker pulls him out of the ring. And this was actually a great spot. So then Jey Uso runs down to make the save. He goes after Rollins. Braun spears him. Bronson takes out Sammy. Dom then throws a chair into the ring, but he totally misses by a mile. So Finn has to crawl for the chair, but as he's crawling, Seth stomps his head into the chair, and he pins him. So in this finish, we accomplish multiple things. Sammy had the win, which would have been his path to the title he's never won, but he got screwed again. Seth is now in Money in the Bank. Dom and Finn's rivalry continues. And it appears that we are building up to, I guess it would be probably Braun Breaker and Jey Uso. If Jey Uso can get through this deal here. So that appears to be a match down the road as well. So I liked that they had a lot of different stories that all played into the one finish. And you accomplished several things that are going to continue on going forward. And then Punk's music hit, laid out Seth with the GTS, ran for his life. And it was not the best show. You know, there were some ups and downs, and there were some pretty low downs. But I thought overall it was pretty good. Any thoughts?
Again, it's just a too much for me. Like, I believe every triple threat, three, whatever you want to call it, qualifying match has had interference finishes. And it's like for everyone to qualify, they unjustly win somehow because of outside BS. And then you go to a Money in the Bank, which is a ladder match crapshoot. Who's going to win a lottery ticket to unjustly win the world title? I get that if you take that match in a bubble, it accomplished a lot of storyline points, but I invested in matches earlier in the night and got screw job interference finishes that I never got to see who was better. And then this match is bloody awesome, and I'm really excited about it. And as soon as the interference hit, I'm just like, again? And it's like, I didn't even see really the finish because I was just so let down by never getting a clean finish when I'm invested in what is an awesome match.
Back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Lance, as we wrap it up here today, we got something special coming up from TNA on Wednesday. What is that?
Yeah, in case you missed Under Siege from TNA Wrestling this past weekend, because it was an awful lot of wrestling, they're airing a two-hour version on Wednesday, Sportsnet 360 in Canada at 7 p.m. Eastern, and on Access TV in the U.S. at 8 p.m. Eastern, a two-hour version of TNA's Under Siege.
Did you agent the main event?
I did not.
You did not? Wow. It was a very, very simple match. It's like, as the match started, I thought, I know exactly what the finish is going to be.
No spoilers,
and
Brian.
Who will be involved, and I was exactly right. So, I think that's good. When something goes exactly as I think it should go, that means it was booked well.
There you go. And yes. TNA Wrestling has a new world champ.
Yes, they do. Yes. Spoilers. What do you wait? We're going to give that spoiler, but not the other spoilers? What are you talking about?
Well, we're airing it on television in a couple of days.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. It's already aired, for crying out loud. I watched it. Well, I watched the main event. All right. We got to wrap it up for today, everybody. But tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, no Mid-South. Tonight's going to be Saturday night's main event and the NXT PLE and Granny. So that's coming up tonight. So check that out. And we'll be back here tomorrow with Filthy Tom and more. So thanks, Lance, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.